business. We've all had encounters with aliens. Go ahead and raise your hand. This song is about kind of the ultimate misconnection. Because nobody that encounters an alien manages to get their number or their name. So I wrote this one.
Be it tones or binary.
beam me up. I'm sure you know how to find me.
And my heart sings.
man stuck up on a bad habit walks into the ladies' room at a Slavic enthusiast convention. I was there. He trips on his lower trousers and gets a bloody nose. Not from the fall, but from the thrill of it all. He sits up on his knees, arms flailing, looks at me and giggles. Clowns don't laugh at you unless something's going wrong. Songs, but I thought maybe it'd be good if I allowed you to ask any questions, any, like, as personal as you like. Be a good test, good experiment. Now, I know that's awkward for everyone else, but anybody? Question?
Do you do your hair in the morning? Do you, like,
spend...
Like, how many...
Run my fingers through it.
Like, yeah.
And, like, try and get it out of my face.
Yeah.
But I'll take a look in the mirror, see if it's any good. And then I'll do something. Sometimes it's good in the morning. So, alright. This one starts off sounding real nasty, unlike all the others. So you might want to cover your ears for a second. I need my wooden spoon. Myself what happens next. Oh yeah. So this might be my last one, but I could also just tell you all a little story. It's actually this connection that is pre-written, but it's like a story. And you don't have to listen to my keyboard pounding. Thank you. Both real, like, party starters.
Can you mix both of them together?
Boy. I could just read both of them. I don't know if I'm capable of a remix. I'll read Starbucks because it's a little bit less graphic, and then if everyone's feeling in a bloody mood, we can do that. Well, it starts like this. I will be at Starbucks. You're going to come in jogging. You're going to come jogging in, sweating diamonds and breathing like a racehorse. You fucking animal. Upon your entrance, the sound of mindless chatter and shrieking espresso machines and slurping consumers will become a low, insignificant drone, giving way to your vibrant acoustic aura. I will be at the front of the line. I will be at the front of the line, placing my order. Triple Rockstar Americana, 3/4 calf shot of low-fat caramel. No room for improvement. No room for improvement. Just like you, I'm liable to come when you start jogging right at me, greasy beast. You might glance at me or at your reflection right behind me. Either way, I will drop my trousers right away to get the conversation started. It will go like this. Me. Oh, shit, you are good looking and probably a decent person too. You will say, yes, and you have just dropped your trousers. I can hardly contain my throbbing lust. Me. You fucking animal. You. I'm going to lick your bare kneecaps. Me. Oh, yes. You will tell me your name. I will forget it immediately. I will write my number on your chest, but it will be washed away with profuse quantities of sweat. I will tell you my name, but it will be a lie. I will spend many moments in the preceding hour thinking of you, the moment you shared, etc. Anyway, you were kind of good looking and seemed like a decent person too, and I think we had some real sciencey chemistry going on. Wanna hook up for a drink sometime? Story? Okay. Someone will give you sweet dreams. And it goes like this. I was struggling to tie down a couch to the roof of my station wagon. Across the street, you were buffing the fender of your truck with your denim ass, smoking, silently critiquing my clumsy knots. I could feel your gaze on the back of my neck like an aggravated rash. It was going badly, and I was determined to prove you wrong. I can out-tie you any day, trust me. Only most days, the arms and legs I'm tying up are cooperating to a certain degree. I was just waiting for you to make your move, to spout some critical unsolicited advice. So when you did, I snapped back without even letting you finish your sentence. You're gonna lose that furniture tying knots like a... I interrupted. You're gonna lose a testicle minding other people's business. You mumbled something. I tossed the rope across the roof. It snagged and fell short. You were sweating like a talk show host negotiating a stiff audience. I was on tiptoe, reaching for the snagged rope. Now yelling, you stepped into the street, eyes locked so steady on the back of my neck that you did not see the speeding cycler. And with your second footfall, the handlebars of the bike gouged you in the groin. Now you were the bullfighter who broke concentration for just a moment, caught up in fanfare. And the cycler? She was the bull, fed up with your cape waving and cat calling. And the handlebars? They were the horns that breached your sorry scrotum. It would have paid